What up, what up, what up, what up, what up? Sorry for the delay, guys. I really apologize about that from the last episode. You wouldn't believe what went on. My boss, he was old, you know, old, like almost ready for retirement, like 68, say. And he's still pushing away, you know, doing construction. I told him about this one cat. I'm like, he's a fucking snake. I don't like him. Sure and shit, you get proven right. The kid was stealing thousands of bucks. So my boss said, well, Wayne, come on, let's go for breakfast. We went for breakfast. God damn, it's beautiful in the Northeast right now. We went out for breakfast. And he goes, the only person I owe something is you, Wayne. He goes, listen, we have similar paths. You know, we're criminals at the end of the day. He goes, I might hoptail and go down to North Carolina. So I'm going to give you $1,000. So this way here, you know, you got some pay coming in. I'm like, all right, great. So now, everybody else in the company don't get paid, right? So I just get a call from my boss, and he's down in Florida, and he goes, Wayne, go into my shed, grab my key to my apartment. You can have everything in the apartment. Sell it out if you want. You can keep the furniture, this, that. If not, he goes, the only thing they can't leave there is the fucking, washer and dryer, which is beautiful. That's the one thing I wanted. But the refrigerator, I mean, and we're talking from somebody that's, you know, has a condo, so it's nice stuff. So, but I just was totally flabbergasted. So all that going on, and it was a shit show, you know. So now I come on here, guys, to tell you about a few things that's been kind of rubbing my ass, and it goes to show what I was just trying to tell you, that the predicaments that people are going to get put into, you know, it was all good just a week ago for me, right? Now I have nothing coming in. So if I know immigrants are getting money at a Tewksbury friggin' market basket, where do you think I'm headed? Yeah, you bet your ass. I'm getting mines, right? I'm just kidding. But what I'm saying, these are the type of situations that would make people do things that they wouldn't even fathom, okay? So along with that all craziness, you know, I digress with a lot of that. Let me just get a few other things of what I wanted to touch base with you guys on. Hopefully I got it here. Okay, so the cyber attack that everybody's talking about, all right, or communications attack that happened. Let me tell you a few. See, now this is, remember, I have to bring it back because, you know, with the Palestinians and the Israelis and all that, and how, you know, we, America 10 years ago was against terrorism. Now, 5 years later, they're all for Palestinians and they hate Israelis. Okay. That's because the conspiracy theories that have been flowing around in YouTube land so long that people just think that, you know, why does Jay-Z, why do Jewish people own all the property in America? Do you know what I mean? Like, so if he can say that, right, nobody will say anything about Jay-Z, God forbid, right? But that's a black Republican, but they won't try to censor him because they want his money, the Democrats. But you can see that's just one little facet of the game, not calling the kettle black. But these conspiracy theories really resonated with a lot of people, to the point that a lot of Trump supporters believe that, you know, there's satanic shit going on. In which I'm sure there is. You know, people have no fucking hearts in there. Bob Dylan's on a 60-minute fucking show talking about he did a deal. And, you know, and you can't get that serious without lie. I mean, you can't be that serious. You can't lie and be that serious. I mean, Bob Dylan was literally telling you, I keep going because I'm told to keep going. He says, well, did you ever think the songs would become that big? He goes, I don't even know how I wrote the songs. I don't even know how I came up with those songs, is what Bob Dylan told the interviewer. And this was years ago, granted. But just listen to the word. I don't know how I even came up with them songs. So you guys know about the story about the crossroads, right? How the kid, the black kid played in the bar, couldn't play a lick at all. Right, he goes down to the crossroads for 6 months. He comes back to the same bar. He starts blowing. He came up with a new sound. He came up with a new chord. The sixth chord on the guitar comes from him off the crossroads. So the six, so the six, So the sixth strung, the sixth string in the guitar is the eerie sound. Okay, and that was, they wanted to quote that as the devil sound. You know, the devil string, if you will. So here comes this kid, couldn't play nothing. Goes down in the middle of Crossroads where, you know, Timberlake and T.I. do a video, okay? And supposedly, this is where a lot of these things happen. Now, whether that's true or not, whether Bob Dylan went down a fucking Crossroads or whatever, but one thing is for sure is that that kid came and left and came back as a fucking, you know, it was like Jimi Hendrix playing the guitar with his teeth when he comes back with a sixth string. You know what I mean? So, now, you got those things going on. Now we come to the 5G shit, right? Now, 5G was coming out, fiber optic cables, you're probably getting booted down your door worse than the Jehovah's Witness for somebody to fucking sell you fiber, right? All right. Well, if you look up in most of the telephone poles, right, even in the major cities like San Francisco, Chicago, Boston, Philly, and New York, you're going to start seeing these little cylinder things look like, you know, I don't know, like a big little antenna, like, you know, cylinder antenna, just, you know what I mean, just this little cylinder sitting there, and it looks like an extra transformer box, but it's not, it's the 5G capability. Now, these 5G capability antennas, when you put them up, you can't even, if you see one guy putting them up in a utility company, he's already broke the law. You can't even go up 100, you can't go within 500 feet of these, like, well, you can't go up a certain height close to these things because of the frequency emissions that they run off. Now, for 5G to work and be stable, it has to be, each one of those antennas will have to be placed on a pole, okay, on a pole. From one pole to the next is an average of about, is an average of anywhere between 80 and 90 feet to max of 120, all depending on how far you're getting out into the country and stuff like that. But your average is about 110 feet from pole to pole. Now, every 500 feet, so that's every fifth pole, they need to put one of these 5G antennas on for the connectivity to be solid, okay? So that's one thing. And that is the 5G is cellular, okay? Now, with the cellular, in certain areas, especially the area I'm at, people are getting paid for charge, they're getting paid for cable, internet, and phone, okay? When the phone and the internet only run on coax cables, you know what I mean? Like the ISP is going to run on fiber optic because you can do more. There's people in the northeast area, I'm talking Maine and the East Bumfuck, that are on are still on dial-up. You know what I mean? They have to shut their fucking computer off just to talk on the phone and vice versa. So now the thing is that, what was I going to say? So, you know, so when you do these things, you have to string them to a cellular tower, okay? So your family that might be on, oh, she's like, oh, I'm paying $180 a month for fucking phone and cable and internet. And it's like, there's two, you know what I mean? That's all getting ran off of coax, all right? So when they say cut the cable, they say cut the cable by cutting a coax cable so you don't have a one-way and a down-way. There's two, you know, one coax cable only has enough bandwidth to go one way, and then you have another side that relays it. It's sort of like a two-way street. So you need you got your upload and your download. With fiber optics, that can do that back and forth six times over. The power and the limitations of fiber optics are unprecedented. We don't even know the limits of fiber optics yet. So what is my point to all this? Okay, well, we know fiber optics is like the main, is going to be the apex of our communications going forward, right? Okay, people are cutting the cord. You've got Roku TVs. Everything's all strung into that. Smart homes, smart toasters, smart toilets, whatever the hell you want, okay? That is all going to be ran on a fiber optic because it can handle so many tasks and still be able to send out a strong signal, okay? Now, listen to what I'm telling you. When a utility company, and I'm just talking like a small shit, like a scab utility company that has six fucking trucks and is making maybe $500,000. There is such a need for utility men out in the United States. It's insane. That's why all these scab companies are popping up, because they're getting bought by bigger Qualcomm and what have you, okay? Verizon and things like that, AT&T, T-Mobile, and Straight Talk and all that. We all know Straight Talk runs off of T-Mobile. So, but what my point is here is that is our communication infrastructure, correct? Well, right. Okay, so what are you getting at? Okay, so when you go to a cell tower, I'll make a bet with you, okay? I'll bet you any amount of money. And if somebody's listening and has a rich uncle somewhere, I'll put the bet up. Ready? Here's the deal. I can go get a job in a utility company, in one of these scab utility companies, and get access to the most sensitive areas of our fucking cell towers without any barrier, no deterrent anywhere, except for a fence, maybe with a picket fence, okay, and a master lock. So it's not like you need to break through the lock. You could just cut through the chain link fence. Oh, and by the way, the chain link fence is not electrocuted. What? So you're telling me anybody can what? What I'm telling you is that your kids are going up to these fields and smoking pot next to these fucking things, right? And not a clue of the power or the damage that they could do. Now just imagine if those kids crossed the border and they were Chinese, and they were here to do one thing and one thing only, is to wreak havoc on the communication system. Now, what's your point there? Well, Wayne, well, you know what I'm saying? Well, my point fucking is that when I went up to, and this is the God honest truth, may God strike me dead. When I went up, when I got hired, I says, oh, this is awesome. I'm going to be able to, you know, fuck with this and do that and yada, yada, yada. This is pretty cool. This is a nice job, right? So the second day I'm there, I'm going to go run underground fiber, right? From the place itself, okay. I'm gonna run fiber, maybe a thicker cable line, maybe a 128 or something, okay. So when you get cables that say 128, that means there's 128 little other wires inside that one cable. The biggest cable I know of that's maybe running down the expressway in the heart of Boston, Massachusetts, is probably a 800. It's like about 800, it's an 838 or a 538, which means there's 538 cables. Now, here's a little fun fact for you. All those cables are not being used. So the capability of us reaching more, we're probably using an eighth of that 533 cables. And you can see all that they do. So when they get up to like 233 cables and we have 5G, we still have another 300 cables to fuck with before we would have to revamp that whole system. The cables that fly, the cables that are sitting underneath the Atlantic right now are probably over, I would imagine they must have 1500s, thousands, and things of that nature. I never caught that big. But in your main heart of cities, Philly, Boston, things like that, I think it's 538 is the biggest that they got, or is unit like the universal size. So now a couple weeks goes by, everybody's phone. Now here's the deal. We go up to, let me finish my story. We have to go up there and we have to run this cable under the ground, push it up. We have to run this cable to another hole, push it up, and then relay it back and make sure they have enough fiber lines so the pole connects to the tower. Okay? So that cell tower runs cable. You know, some of them could have high voltage transformers in them, near them. and things like that. We're talking motherboards, people. All like things that you would see in servers. A bunch of green blinking lights with yellow cables that look like Ethernet cables. All right, that's what's there. Okay, and there's no security at these places. There's a stool and a desk for you to work at because guys got to splice into these things. Did you just wait here? Guys have to splice into these systems. So they will make those Ethernet plugs right on spot. They're very easy to make. Okay, you can make an alligator clip fairly quick, right? It's what they teach these guys. The splices. So I'm in there with the splicer and I'm learning. Now mind you, this is a scab company, so you know you have a lot of chances to upgrade yourself. So he's telling me that he's going to send a signal all the way to Vermont, where they have another pole, and they're going to see how long that signal goes before it starts to get weak. So he does this and does that. He calls up New York, which most of the Northeast region of power is generated from where? New York. What certain part of New York? Niagara Falls. A lot of energy falls from those fucking waves, and we consume a lot of it, and that is our general, that's our thing, right? So I think it's Central Tower is closed in that area. Castle Tower, I think, is the one that runs the Niagara Falls, and they're like the mainframe of all the fiber optics companies in the Northeast corridor. All right. Now, my thing to you is that the point I just made, is that you can arrive at the cell tower, which have high voltage transformers. You can go to several of these sites, which are at a stone's throw apiece from each other. They're access roads. The access roads are so dirty and so fucked up, don't even try to do it in the winter. But if you're an adversary, the winter would be the best part because, one, you would know when people are coming, and two, you know, your tracks are getting covered because a lot of these cell towers are located near trails, okay, in certain places. And even in the downtown city areas, you're going to see them behind a fucking baseball field. What I'm getting at is there should be military personnel at those sites. If you're talking about an infrastructure that you could take down with the most powerful fucking nation on the earth, and you're telling me we don't have no, I was flabbergasted. I'm like, there's no security guards here? He goes, I don't know. He might come down. I don't know. But we got the key and stuff. And I'm like, you got the key. I'm like, I can mold that with a piece of fucking with Play-Doh. You know what I mean, putty? You know what I mean? Are you serious? This is our America. Now I'm sitting there. I'm like, this is all a fucking game. Because if I'm at war with the Americans and I'm Chinese, I want you guys all at these spots because we are going to crush the shit out of their infrastructure. You know what I mean? Like, because one of these transformers goes down and it connects to another one. So you got to understand, like, the poles run to a certain point and then they stop because of the transformers. They're just going to burn out. They're gonna burn out its whole network, but it stops at a certain point because the network won't run no more because that company does now not lease any more pole real estate to keep the lines going. So, you know, Verizon stops at one spot and then T-Mobile takes over another spot. So, you know, Verizon's lines would burn out to a certain point, depending on how big their web is, which is fucking huge. And then so goes T-Mobile's. And to do that, to revamp those whole systems would take a long time. So, you know, the question to yourself, you say, well, why do we, in this day and age, why do we have wires still hanging above our fucking heads, is the question. You go to the city, you don't see them hanging over your heads unless you go to some, you know, outer suburb area. But at that point, why do we still have these things hanging over our heads? You're telling me nobody figured out how to put this shit underground? Do you know what I mean? I mean, if you could do it in the fucking city. And that's because the city's running on fiber optics. And a lot of the, you know, rural areas of the country are running off coax. Because you know, Verizon doesn't want to lose their business because they're in coax. You know, AT&T, they're cellular, so they want to get into fiber. But they're also into coax. So it's DSL versus IPSs and shit. And you'd be astonished of how lack of security that you see at some of these sites that that hold some of the most sophisticated machinery for our communications infrastructure. And there is nothing. There is nothing. There's not a security guy. There might be a security guy that comes down there. There might be this. There might be that. I maybe. But the thing is that it do. So when I left this company, I said all you have to really do, like just like you see it in the movies, all you really have to do is get a reflection vest, a hard hat, a lanyard. You got the company's t-shirt from, right? And you knock on a door. And do what thy wilt at that point, but you now just have carte blanche into somebody's house, or you could push them aside due to having a weapon or something like that. But this is the type of stuff that is going to happen soon, because you can't tell me, and that's what I'm saying. Are we in a war, or are we just fucking paying patty cake? Or was that supposed to happen? Do you know what I mean? So if you could still make a call on your cellular phone, then everything was still good. The Wi-Fi was still rocking. So something was still solid. So I'm thinking more of it was just a somebody just fucked up somewhere. You know what I mean? Obviously. And just didn't do it. Just didn't do the due diligence and shit. So that's really all that. Oh, that's really all that boils down to. But, you know, Jesus Christ. I mean, what? Some people just don't have no complete, utter common sense on anything. You know, they just think the world is coming to a fucking end. And, it's not. It's just not. Why do you say that, Wayne? Well, if you look at China, their fucking economy is starting to tank. Okay? Ours is just barely going. Europe's in a shithole, okay? So before the world's, you know, 13 families want to start fucking going at each other's throats again, they got to work with each other to make nice, to make everything good. Because at the end of the day, it's not the other 12 families one has to worry about. It's the fucking people that could kill the 13 families and then take over all the fucking power if you want. Those are the ones that they're worried about. They're worried about them. You know what I mean? Why do you think Biden wants to get rid of some of your fucking debt? Oh, yeah, we got rid of some of your debt. Well, because you know what? Two presidents from now, your taxes are going to fucking fly through the roof. We're going to be living in a whole different way soon. A whole different way. So, I heard Cameron. I know some folks don't know who Cameron is, but he's a rapper, American rapper, very successful. Turned into got a podcast with another rapper. His name is Mace. They have like two seasons. They got a contract signed for $30 million between him and Mace, and probably sponsorship deals. And next thing you know, his wife's leaving him. So you say to yourself, like, so, like, what is, was that like a perfect timing, or like, did you guys have this in the works and then the deal just came about, or is this just like a straight up secure the bag type of situation? You know, I feel bad for a lot of these dudes, and if I ever made money, I would put money in the ground. I would just, yeah, I would be burying money. My old lady wouldn't know. My old lady, right, has enough followers to make money on TikTok, but yet she don't want to. Like, it's boggles my mind. She has seven. Mind you, we're not in the best of spots, and we haven't been in a while. Who knows? I think we'll probably cut off from here. But you know, I'm talking to her, and I'm like, I looked up the TikTok calculator, And I'm like, do you know how much money you can get make? And I've been telling this to this woman for a long time already. I'm like, and mind you, what she's garnered for followers and within the 8 months that she was really doing it was insane. And then she took a break for about 6-7 months. If she didn't take the break for 6-7 months, she'd probably have just about, say, under 25,000 to 30,000 followers. She's close to 20. She could be making about $20 to $27 a video. You pump out 5 of those a day, right? Times that by the week. Okay, even if she did 3, she could be walking away with 50, 60K. And mind you, we're struggling. Mind you, I just lost my job. And she's like, are you fucking serious? Anybody wants a chick, you're more than welcome to have her. I'm telling you, that's a fucking huge bill. But the thing is that if you hear it from your, if you hear it from hip hop, I just made her better for the next dude. That's what happened. I just made her better for the next dude. She came in, no nothing. I groomed her. I molded her. Now she's ready for the next cat. And that's how it goes. So remember this. Do not think you can change somebody, okay? Or you think you can help somebody. Believe me, that somebody knows how to take care of themselves. When Johnny wants to take care of Johnny, Johnny knows how to take care of Johnny. Do you get what I'm saying? So if my wife wants to take care of herself, she knows how to take care of herself. I was telling her, hey, go on, be a micro influencer. This, that, and the third. Well, I'm going to go to Monster. I'm like, Monster is a fucking behemoth of a machine. No, go to like Blackout Coffee. Go to like Fields of Greens that you hear on fucking podcasts. Go to like VPNs, the Norton VPNs, McCaffrey. McCaffrey's dying. They want to, I mean, you know what I'm saying? You got to get in there. You got to start finding places that are just starting to stick out. You know what I mean? Mom and pop stores, things like that. It's like, you got to be kidding me. So, and the thing is, folks, right? If you guys are into any of these creators, the thing that you want to present, and I'm telling you this right now, and this is a fucking jewel I'm dropping for you right now. If you are a creator or you're thinking about streaming, it doesn't matter if you have the content or not. It's just you want to make sure you have the person actually looking at the video, which is a person behind the screen, so it's not a bot. They are going to start to look for, make sure that the people are behind the people. The people that they have sponsoring their shit, they want to make sure the views are actually a person watching the view. Okay? So you say, well, how do you find out that person is actually watching my video? Well, how about this? Go take one of your son's G.I. Joes or one of your daughter's Hello Kitties, all right? And you got your 50-second, you got your 15-second video, right? At the last 5 seconds of your video, make sure you put the G.I. Joe or the Hello Kitties thing somewhere in your video. But make sure it's at the last part of the video so they watch the whole video. You don't want to put it in the beginning, because then once they see in the beginning, they're not going to watch the whole video. So this is going to double everything that you do. This is going to triple. You're going to triple your impressions on your TikTok. And this is how you do it. So you take the Hello Kitty, you do your fucking transition or whatever you do, and you put the Hello Kitty 4 or 5 seconds before the video ends. And then what you kindly do is you go under it and you put on the comments, please tell me where you find the little game we want to play. Tell me where you find Hello Kitty. Now, what did you just create? You created people to watch the video once or twice now and comment on the video, which makes more impressions. Do you get what I'm saying? And every time you do this video, you're creating a data analytics of how of you know that, because when the person says, oh, I seen the Hello Kitty on the top of your right shoulder, you know that person done watched the video. There's your fucking proof of concept that the person watched the whole video, because they figured out where the thing was. A bot can't, it's like when they ask you, are you a bot? Can you tell me 3 places that look like a fucking bridge, or does this look like a motorcycle? Oh, you're not a bot. So when you tell somebody, hey, pick out this, right? and they do, then you know they're not a bot, correct? I mean, that makes total fucking sense to me. I don't know. But what you're going to do is you're going to create three avenues of impressions. They're going to leave a comment. They're going to watch the video all the way through, okay? And that's going to make you go higher in the search engine because there's people now commenting on this. So now when you get a 30-day analytic of it and you say, okay, in 30 days I dropped this many videos with this many views and this is how many comments that said that they got this. You add that all up in 30 days and you can go present that to somebody. If you have, you know, if you have your 10,000 followers. But to let them know your angle on your negotiation is going to be like, my people are real that watch my videos. And this is how I do it. So if I was to have your product sponsored to me, I would say, find the product that I'm sponsored in at the last part of the video. The last 4 seconds. Now here we go again. Now's the proof of concept. They're making this, they're doing that. You pay, all right? Now somebody missed it because it's the last part of your video and they get caught. The eye only sees what it wants to see. So when you're doing your transitions and shit like that, they're going to get caught up in watching you more or less looking out for what they're supposed to be looking out for. So now they're going to say, ah, shit, fuck, I got to watch this thing all over again. So then they watch it all over again. So now you're going to get 4 or 5 views off that one person if they're not paying attention. Now they pay attention, they figure it out, they lay the comment. Oh my God, I had to watch this thing 5 times just to figure this out. Do you know what I'm saying? And that is what will make you money, whether you're a micro or you're fucking huge. Because people that are huge that are on YouTube right now, they're not watching the whole video of an hour. So all those ads are getting missed. And it's a waste of fucking money, right? So what you see in the first 30, whatever you see in the first 25 minutes, if you see that, okay, great. But all that other revenue that streamer lost is because you're not sitting there watching it for an hour. Do you know what I mean? So that's why the sponsors are saying, hey, we're paying you this amount of money, but we're only getting seen here because you make these long-ass videos. And your data analytics to say that everybody watches them without fast forward them to certain spots is very high. So nobody's really watching them from A to B, from start to finish. You get what I'm saying? So those are your negotiation angles. You know what I'm saying? If you want to know more, hit me up, man. I'll hit you to this game. But it's just that's how it's gonna go. And I was just trying to tell my fucking wife. She just couldn't understand it. And I'm like, I don't understand how this chick does not get it. So my point is you really don't have to create a whole bunch of stuff. You just gotta make sure you get the eyeballs. It's all about eyeballs, real eyeballs. You know what I mean? So. Just a quick 1-2. I hope you like some of the jewels out there. I love you guys. We'll talk to you in the next one. I really, really apologize about the wait.